What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Guys, it's the end of an era. Raquel is passionate about dogs and Billy is a total bitch. Hold me, because my anxiety is kicking in, Sarah. It's the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. Do you like how I mixed in like the Real Housewives tagline into this week's opening? Mm-hmm. And it worked.
It did.
It totally worked. What's up, guys? I'm Zach Peter. We have a lot to cover. We are still in Mexico, and we survive Mexico and come back to West Hollywood, and we got lots of puppies and lots of sass, and we're going to break it all down today. We're going to be serving the verdict because there was a lot to dish. We got some tea because Sheena's been making a lot of headlines, and we're going to be crowning our pumptini. I'm Zach Peter, and I can't do without my lovely panel to my left. Her hair is so sleek, and she is so chic. Please welcome Miss Sarah Sirio.
Wow, the double S.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And to her left, she's got hair for days, and she's a total babe. Please welcome Rivette Zorro.
Stop it.
I'm Hello. So excited now. I can't wait for mine.
And this last one is date night ready, and she is oh so steady. Please welcome Katie Thompson.
Hello, everybody.
So much fun, you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, goodness.
Initial thoughts. Katie Thompson.
I was waiting. You always throw it to me first. Mm. This was a incredible episode, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, I would live in Mexico with them in every episode if we could. We all know I love a Mexico. But, you know, it was just great, and that's that. So, next. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. Yeah, a lot of, like, little things happened, but I loved it all. We were talking about how amazing the one-liners were this episode. Yeah. We were just cracking up the whole time. I love this episode.
So good.
Man, it was good from the baby bottle pop to freaking Lala's outfit to Billy Lee.
Monster.
Just that. To Raquel, I'm not quite so sure. To James, what? To Jax, hello. Brittany, she was getting everything fed to her. It was just
hello.
It was good. It was good. Good.
Her, like, getting in trouble for the outfit and then grabbing a shirt and still cropping it, I'm confused.
I mean,
it was ridiculous. Like, all she did was, like, cover her shoulders.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, I didn't understand what was happening.
She was just so bummed out from it, you know?
She was so bummed.
So bummed.
She so bums me out.
Like, okay. Sorry.
She looked good, though. Like, I wasn't mad. I was like, God, if you look that
good. I mean, she looked
good
if she was going, like, at a hike on Runyon. Like,
no. See, yes, she looked good. Even if I looked that good, though, I would not wear that. Because you just can't wear that low rise of a jean with a top like that. It really needs to be high-waisted, no matter if you're freaking Giselle.
She was probably thinking, like, I've had the poops since Mexico, since they all got them. She's like, let me show off this
feeling extra flat,
sleek, you know.
Absolutely.
Stomach.
Oh, my God. First of all, thank you, guys. I'm happy to be back. I was gone for 2 weeks, and everyone is so excited.
We are so happy.
The full panel is back. Oh, my God. And then special shout-out to Marie-Claire Fergley, who said, gorgeous panel, which goes against the one person in the comment last week who said, what an ugly panel.
Like, this is one ugly panel.
Marie-Claire knows what's up. We feel you, girl.
Thank you, Marie-Claire.
We feel you, girl. Ooh, Dominic says, I watched the show for Rivette. That's Bay, right?
That's Bay.
That's Bay.
Thanks.
Aww. Thanks, Bay.
And she watches it for Tom. She's literally obsessed. Like, this episode, total hard eye emoji.
He is a good husband. Y'all know. Tom Sandoval was giving me the vibes. Not shorts.
Really? He was, though.
Yeah, he was in that freaking sheer black
polka
dot.
Or when he was
dot.
Dancing on the pole.
Yeah, I know, that got Zach going. And his, like, yes. Oh. And his hair, he must have recently dyed it. He was looking nice and black. Ariana was not giving any crap about him.
Just,
I would have been
down.
Like, hey. With his, like, fun.
She's too busy making out with Kristen.
I mean, so random.
Really strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kay Fizzle for Shizzle says, and Raquel still hasn't learned her timetables.
Oh.
So true.
I need more of her, though. Now that we've had a little dose, like, give
Gosh,
me more.
Y'all, not gonna lie. I mean, normally we're against her, but she...
Against who, Raquel?
She was hilarious.
Yeah, but she brought something.
But it wasn't...
No.
But she wasn't, like, intentionally hilarious.
Right.
Like, no, she was just not in touch with reality, which made her hilarious.
That's what makes good TV.
Uh-huh.
More. She brought so much this episode. She needs a gold star. She needs a scoop.
Kimberly Mayfield is comparing Raquel to Karen Smith from Mean Girls.
Oh, my God.
Which
yes.
is so perfect, yes. right? Yes. She even looks like her.
Just stare. It's just the stare of, like,
nothing. There's nothing inside.
I misread Marie Claire Fergley's comment.
Uh-oh.
Not the first one, but her second one.
Oh, she said she does think we're ugly.
Please don't take that back.
Well, I thought she said, this is the first time the panel is looking so hot. And I was going to be like, rude. But she really said, first time in the panel, hoot, hoot.
Oh.
Like, first time in the live chat.
Got Welcome. It. First time we, you know, put ourselves together.
When you put more brains together, you find sentences, guys.
Oh.
Okay, so we were in Mexico. Lala kept, like, having, like, really bad anxiety, mm-hmm. which was just, like, giving me anxiety watching her because she was just making everybody so uncomfortable. Sarah, I know you were the most uncomfortable.
I couldn't breathe properly because it was just, if that was me, I would need to get the heck out of Mexico.
Yeah.
I would have...
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. I was, like, sitting there, and I was just feeling super uneasy. Mm-hmm. And, girl, like, if it was that bad, I feel like she should have left the table. I don't know what that's like, though, so I'm not really judging.
It seemed... Take one of Kristen Zanuck's.
A lot.
I have a theory. I think at that dinner, she may have already partaken in a little bit. I mean, yes, she still had anxiety, but then with that whole, like... I want you to judge me. Would you please, like, look at me and tell me how sleepy I look? To Stassi, that was so strange. But I have terrible anxiety. And when I have horrible anxiety, I have somebody hold me from behind and squeeze me as tight as possible because it makes it go away.
Yeah. Okay.
So I get it. Would I get up at dinner and, like, be like, hey, oh my God, I have so much anxiety. Somebody hug me. No. Like, excuse yourself to another room and have somebody come with you and touch your face and whatever it is you need. But, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I understand if she didn't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. So maybe ask Sheena. Well, not Sheena, because she's mad at you that, you know, she didn't make out with her last night, which was so weird. But maybe ask one of the girls, like, can you please come with me? I just need to, like, step away. Instead, you make the whole table uncomfortable. So selfish.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I've never dealt with anxiety, but I feel like she could have excused herself. Maybe Kristen should have taken her, like, hey, let's go to the room, or maybe you should just go home. Like.
Yeah.
Kimberly in the live chat says, I have anxiety, and I was like, girl, go take a moment to yourself.
Right. Yeah. That's really what she needed. Because to me, when she was telling Stassi to look at her, I felt like she, like, needed validation that everything was okay, and, like, she should have been at the doctor's for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like she was asking her something that Stassi couldn't be like, you're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she needed in that moment.
Attention.
Was it triggered from alcohol? Because the night before, I think it was triggered by alcohol. But was she drinking at the dinner table?
She was drinking before that in the morning with Sheena when they were in the pool.
Oh.
So maybe it continued throughout the day.
Right.
And like everyone was saying, she hadn't drank for a long time. So maybe... It just brought up emotions because of her dad's passing, and she wasn't drinking. Now she's drinking. And so it's like all of these
emotions.
And
she's in a foreign country. Like, I think it was just a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
I mean, I feel for her, but, like, girl, just tone it down. Like, just take, like, a Xanax, walk away, go breathe, put on a meditation app, and just, like, chill.
Don't ask for everybody to put their hands on your cheeks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The attention grabbing was just.
Yeah.
But you're really weird.
Yeah. Just like Billie Lee.
I'm done with her.
She was like a monster tonight.
Just open a door, walk out, and don't come back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
She works here. I deepened my voice a lot. That was very not nice.
Very not. But, like, ugh. It's just like Billy. It has nothing to do with anything. Basically, that's what it is. What you're thinking... That's not what it has to do with. It doesn't have to do with your whole, like, life and, like, how you got to where you are. That's not it. Like, you're 35 years old. We found out. you have a life. You know you have other friends.
Mm-hmm.
You really think you were this close to everyone? No.
Mm-mm.
that happens to so many people. You don't get invited to so many things. And it's just like, all right.
Yeah. And I get it. She feels like, oh, like, you know, I've never been included because of this, because of that. Well, if you suck, nobody's going to want to include you. So don't suck so much and they will want to hang out with you. You can't just be like, oh, I've gone through so much, so hang out with me. I'm on the cast. I'm on the show. Like, that's not how it works. No.
I just hate that she talked to Lisa in that tone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She used the F-bomb. Like, how dare you? I wish Lisa fired her this episode. Like, I really wish that happened. I feel like it might happen in the finale.
No. I mean, I would hope so. That out there. But I don't think it would, because it's just like, you don't talk to your boss like that, like, ever. And then even at the end when she's like, Lisa's like, do you understand how you were being disrespectful? And she's like, yeah, I get it. I just can't voice my opinion. And it's like, can you, like, not be sarcastic right now?
Yeah, like learn your place.
Tone it down.
Yeah.
Like, fix your weave, breathe, do your meditation, get your crystals. And, like, she acts so zen, and yet she's so aggressive.
And she's fighting other people's battles. Like, she was arguing for James to DJ again. It just didn't make sense. I don't think James would go that hard for her.
Yeah,
so no, I'm just like, why are you, like, trying so hard? It's weird.
And that's the thing with her, like, disassociation from the cast, or, like, everybody that doesn't want anything to do with her. And she's like, well, why does that have to do with James? Just because I'm friends with him. But it's like, it's not because you're friends with him. It's because you're picking fights with people to defend him. Mm-hmm. And you're inserting yourself in the middle of a situation that doesn't involve you. Mm-hmm. And so when you do that and you defend his indefensible behavior and you call out all these other people that are going to this party that are friends of the people that are hosting this party, like, then nobody's gonna want you there. Mm-hmm. Like, stop picking fights with people and trying to act like you're better than them.
Also, like, close your eyes some, because your eyeballs are literally gonna, like, fall out. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so intense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot.
And that was really good.
It's a poppin' restaurant. How the heck do they have this much time to talk about their issues with each other? When Max is over there literally doing work.
Well, they just really quickly, they are like, okay, come here for 2 hours, film, and then be bye.
I mean, I know, but if, like, none of us really knew that, that's my question.
Yeah. Right.
That's where, like, I'm at. It's just like, this isn't realistic reality.
Like, we're all in on, we're all in on it at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we have to pretend? Well, we have to pretend they still work there because Lisa still has her restaurants that she wants to promote. This is her free commercial. So she has to have them work.
True.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
But I agree. Billy should be fired. Yeah, because then not only did she, like, have a moment with Lisa, but then she decides to go and, like, corner Sheena, who's, like, trying to be a girlfriend and be like, girl, and, like, I just want to look out for you.
Yes. Yeah. And telling her to take a step back because she learned from the experience. And it's like, basically she was saying that it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. It just has to do with these people already have relationships.
Yeah.
And then she went and attacked Brittany. Like, man, Brittany was getting it from all angles. And not in a good way.
Poor Brittany. Brittany was, like, just, like, trying to be nice. Mm-hmm.
She was like, Billy.
She's like, it wasn't me, it was Jack.
She was like, in her freaking, like, one-on-one thing. She was like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, I have to support him. He is my... She took a long pause, and she's like, fiancé.
I need you to talk like this for the rest of my life.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I need that on loop.
That was good. That was good.
10 out of 10 on that Britney impression.
Marie says, I don't think Billy is a monster. I think she knows what she's doing to try to make full cast.
It's not going to work.
I don't think she... No.
Oh. Hi, Stassi kind of girl. She's like, I just want to let you know, I left you guys a comment, a review on iTunes.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, whoa. You guys, please.
That was can't control
such
it.
White LA girl
That
moment.
Was a total Raquel moment right now, you
no,
guys.
No, don't say that.
I'm okay with it because, you know, I lived for her this season. I mean, this episode.
Oh, Billy.
I have a friend who loves Raquel, and I'm like, I don't understand.
What's to love?
Right?
How do they love them when she hasn't even, like...
I don't know. Like, all for it. I'm just like, maybe I shouldn't be friends with you then. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get
it. Question her morals.
I don't think this friendship is going to work.
It's just not.
The same way Tom Sandoval didn't work. It's her anymore.
I know.
He got fired.
That I was a little emosh, like a few tears I wanted to shed.
The flashbacks. Mm-hmm. The flashbacks. Mm-hmm. They got you.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. He really has grown up there. So
mm-hmm. Katie, while we're speaking to you, Amanda wants to know if you got a tan. She said, no shade, you look great.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Steve just adjusted the lights.
I have on, like, I got a new foundation color. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm not.
That's probably it.
Spring glow.
And I, like, really tried to cover up my zits because I have a date later.
As long as you don't have the tear lines like Tom Sandoval does.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully my date won't make me cry later. Like, good God.
We never know.
I know. Honestly, I know.
Tell us about it next week.
It is LA. Optimistic Sarah Serial. Oh, my God.
A look into my life.
Oh.
But thank you. I love to be tan.
Amanda, yeah.
So, you know.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah.
Shout out. We love to give you guys shout outs. So be sure to comment and subscribe, you guys. We at AfterBuzz love when you join in the conversation. So please continue to subscribe, continue to comment, continue to leave us reviews on iTunes. You guys, I think it's time to read a review on iTunes.
Oh, my goodness.
We got
like our Instagram
review.
Posts.
Yes, Sarah is on it. Okay.
Snapchat.
So this review comes from Victoria Gardens.
Oh.
Laughing face. Oh. She gave us 5 stars on Monday and she said, we're the best. Oh. Just like Jax Taylor, let me wax poetic and give you all some free advice. This is the best Vanderpump Rules podcast, best team, and so entertaining. Your voices make me keep coming back every week. My Tuesdays are just as good as my 9 p.m. on Monday evenings. Oh. Love ya all. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji, 4 butterfly emojis, and 10 smiley faces.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Victoria.
Goosebumps.
The butterflies, though.
The butterflies.
It's a good
though.
Emoji lately.
Yeah, it's very popular. Ever mm-hmm. since they, were migrating, everyone's like, butterflies!
All about the butterflies. We love when you give us butterflies. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this episode, go leave us a review on iTunes right now and put a butterfly in it so know. That it was sent, put 4 butterflies, 1 for Zach, 1 for Sarah, 1 for Rebette, and 1 for Katie Thompson.
Oh my God, I got a last name.
Well, to distinguish, not Katie Maloney.
Oh,
not
I see.
Katie
definitely
Schwartz.
Not Katie Maloney.
It's a little
definitely
hard.
Definitely not Katie Maloney. Thank you, guys. And
thank you.
Keep us in your inbox. Because we love you, and we love that you help keep us, the ESPN of TV Talk. And I'm going to keep talking about Adam and Sheena because they're just so juicy.
Oh, my gosh. Like her butt in that photo with that knife.
Snap.
That was good.
Never gets old.
The fact that he talked to LVP mm-hmm. and straight up told her, hey, don't call us a couple or an item.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the producers, right? They're like, all right, guys.
Maybe. But his face seemed like he was, being like, don't do that.
But maybe, exit her then if you're going to not. I don't understand. Don't keep sleeping with her and hanging out with her
all
the
time. Well, she lets it happen.
Beard.
She's hoping.
We're girls. We're like, oh, but.
I know.
With this picture, it'll totally fall in love with me.
But how long can a guy string you along until you, wake up and realize, oh, he really doesn't care for me. He doesn't want to be with me. I'm not his bestie.
Ignoring,
I'm going to send him an ass picture, and he's not going to reply. What?
And at the same time, it's are we all forgetting their actual ages?
Right.
It's just I feel like she should have learned. She just should have learned by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
very Sheena, though, so I'll probably be doing it for, a year, and then I'll be like, oh, man, he's just not that into me. Wasted my life, wasted my time.
But it's just the fact that he didn't comment on the photo.
And didn't even respond to
it. Was a very thirsty photo. But, if it was someone who really liked you, they would have said, wow, that's hot.
Maybe he's just used to it. Maybe she sent, so many that he's like, okay, I get it.
Well,
you look like this.
He even told her, don't blow me up on Snapchat.
Yeah. And then she,
blew him
on
up.
Text. Yeah. It was a text message, but it was still.
All he had to do is, respond with, heart eye emojis and just be
that would have made
done.
Her whole day.
Yeah.
But maybe
he
doesn't
I think
want
that's
to.
Why he doesn't want. Yeah, he doesn't mm-hmm. want to because he keeps leading her on. But he did this.
Yeah. Well, then draw the line.
I don't think he's leading her on though.
It's true. He really does.
I
keep
don't
saying
either.
She's just kind of being dumb.
But he is not dumb, and he knows that even if he's not intentionally leading her on, she's grasping for straws. So at some point, you need to cut that off and be like, no. Why? Be like, I like men, so stop trying.
Why was she videotaping him while he was on the floor stretching out one of his muscles?
Like, because that was his weird. Shirt was off. I think she thought he was looking really good.
But then, like, take a mental photo. Don't, like, take a video and then tell your friends and sound like a stalker. Like, that's like, oh, I was outside friends, of his though. House and, like, I was looking in his window, so I just took a photo. Like, what? No.
They're best friends.
You know what? Sometimes your neighbors do interesting things, Katie Thompson.
You know what? Sometimes they do. Check out his Instagram for more of that. It's incredible. I'm living for it.
Oh, my God. I'm living for Adam, like, rejecting Sheena. I feel like she just is just not there. Yeah, a Stassi kind of girl says Adam is gay. We've, established that.
Oh, yeah, he is.
We've served that verdict. And while we're serving verdicts, I think we can serve a few more verdicts, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun.
Oh, ooh. That was right on time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wow. See, Steve and I are telepathically in sync now. Okay.
I'm ready.
First up, Tom's Doritos Honeymoon Suite. Swipe left, swipe right, Katie.
I'm going to swipe. Wait, which way is which?
I think
you're going on a Bumble date. Oh, you know which way
is
which.
I made sure to check that the X is the right one or it's the check mark.
Left is X, right is...
I want
check mark.
I want all
want
the chips.
You want it, yeah.
I want him to open the and just pour it on me, like pour some sugar on me, but it's chips, and I'm just like, chips. You know, yeah.
He had Doritos, he had candy, he had everything. He's like, how do I please my woman? Junk food.
Yeah, I would take it. Oh, yes. How about you and your love for him, huh?
Stop, I love him so much. Seriously, like, the excitement while he was doing it, he's just like, yeah, like, I'm going to get her two favorite things. I'm going to get junk food and, what was it?
Tequila.
Tequila, junk food, and alcohol. Yeah. And I'm just going to put it all together. And he was so excited. And he was sitting there, like, laying down with his little cups. It was so cute. I love him. I love him so much more after this episode.
He's like, you want to call my wife fat? Watch this.
Watch her eat chips.
Okay, I love it.
But when you thought that the rose petals were, like, Doritos on the floor.
Oh, my God.
He was like, those chips?
I thought Tom Schwartz had opened up spicy Doritos and had thrown them all over the floor. And they were, like, big Dorito chips on the floor.
That'll be at my wedding. There's no flower girl. I'm going to have a Dorito girl. And she's going to be thrown into the audience.
Dorito girl.
It's mine. Don't take the idea or take it, but it's mine.
Oh, and a reception sponsored by Taco Bell.
Oh, my God. I would die. That's incredible. I want Wood Ranch, but I'll do with Taco Bell. I want like a bread bouquet of me and rolls.
This sounds like Jackson Brittany's wedding right now. All you need is beer cheese.
Pour it over.
I can't.
Pour that beer cheese all on me.
Saria, are you for the sweet? No.
I'm for Tom, but no. I wouldn't feel sexy after eating that.
No.
And I would just feel like bloated.
I don't.
And be like, no.
I don't. Did they eat it?
Yeah.
They had to. What was the point? What a waste of money.
Well, they weren't going to have sex on it. Like,
no, I know, but they're in bed. So it's like have sex and then like binge on the junk food.
Okay.
Do both.
Drink, sex, veg out.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did that.
Multitask.
I don't know. Katie should have had a better reaction.
It. Really?
I think Katie should have had. What did you say?
I said I thought Katie appreciated it.
Oh. No, I just wasn't sure what you said because you were shocked and I was agreeing with you, so I needed to know.
Yeah.
I do think she appreciated it, but for as being as intense as she has been and, like, getting so emotional before. Wow, that was hard for me to say. Oh, my God. I really think she would have been so much more appreciative, so I do agree with you, Yvette.
I would have cried. It would have been like waterworks all
night.
She hates
everything and everyone. Nothing's going to please her. It's Katie. It's one of those.
That should have pleased
me.
We
need to give you another nickname or give Katie on the show another nickname. Because then when people talk about Katie in the live chat, I don't know if it's you, Katie, or it's Katie Maloney.
Just call me Katie T if it's me.
Okay.
Katie T.
Clarence K says, I love Katie with lots of laughing faces. So I'm assuming she's talking about you.
Okay, thanks.
And then Billy Branch says, wow, Katie, you're every man's dream.
Oh, I doubt that. So I don't boyfriend.
talking about the bread bouquet.
Yeah. Oh my
that's
God.
That's why you're the dream.
I just want to eat junk food in my bed. I love it.
A Stassi kind of girl says Sheena needs a storyline. She exploited the Brandy storyline and her engagement and her wedding and the drug addiction and the divorce. Ron. Who's Ron?
Ron?
Ron.
Is that
Ron?
Who's making the comment?
No, a Stassi kind of girl. She listed all of Sheena's things and then ended it with Ron.
Maybe that maybe one Ron was the typo.
She meant Ron.
Maybe that was a not meant to be there.
I was like, did she date Ron, too?
No.
I just tuned her out.
Rob.
Hey,
look at me.
Look at that.
I get the
fuck.
Kate is going out tonight. She's literally living her best.
She's ready.
Everybody's commenting about Katie T in the live chat. Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love you guys. Katie T, your luck is about to change in a big, big way. Oh, someone's going to slide into your DMs tonight, girl.
What does that mean? Oh, my God.
Good juju.
My hands are sweating. What?
Oh, my God.
We have just turned into a dating show.
Next is the verdict.
Yes.
Next
is the verdict. I'm so sorry that I've hijacked this.
Now that we've established Katie's the best, next serve the verdict.
Yeah.
Would you be attending Raquel's puppy shower?
I would be the first one there and the last one to leave.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Stop.
It's incredible. Those games sound so much fun. I want to play games
Katie,
and get drunk.
What? What games?
Katie.
There was pin the tail on the puppy. They were also doing something, like some kind of like drinking game with the dog. They're going to, if there is free booze and food.
Katie, this is so stupid.
No, it's so dumb. But imagine...
Like, dumber than Raquel.
But don't you ever go somewhere and just go there so you can stand in the room and judge all of it?
If my mom makes me.
I do that all the time. Like, if someone, like, invites me somewhere, I'm like, this is gonna be horrible. I can't wait. That would be me in the puppy party.
See, but it's not, like, a good type of bad. Mm-hmm. It's like a I want to claw my eyes out type of bad, because Raquel's hosting it, and she doesn't even know math. So... You can't expect her to know how to throw a good party.
I'll just be a fly on the wall then. Or on
like,
the on
she's
poop.
Not the girl that knows how to throw a good party. She's the girl that, like, shows up and she's pretty and she has her red cap and she's like, selfies.
That's a good voice.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to that type of party, though.
I wouldn't want to give in to that stupidity of the whole event. And then James and Raquel are going to be like, oh, look, everyone came. Like, this is so cool. We started a new trend. No, you didn't. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I almost cussed, but I stopped myself.
They're trying to be like Stassi and the OOTD. Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not going to happen.
It's just a no. Stop trying to make puppy showers happen. They're not going to happen.
Stop trying to make Raquel happen altogether.
Well, a puppy shower should be if your dog is pregnant. Now, that would be different. Like, it's a shower for the puppy.
Just like
that would probably stress out the dog. Your puppy's birthday. It doesn't have to be, like, don't call it a puppy shower.
Just no puppy parties at all.
Oh, I hope that does not make the air.
What?
The puppy shower.
It will.
It has to.
I hope.
Yeah, they can't hype it up this much.
If they do, then the editors need to, like, give us some good, like, editing.
Who's going
to
be there?
I mean, the editing.
No one. That's what I hope.
I mean, they've edited her so well this whole season.
They've edited it really well. The flyers, amazing.
Oh, man. He's like, I made all these flyers. I'm like, no.
Let's be real. These were CVS. Like, they were pieces of paper.
You printed those on your HP at home.
The photo.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. The fact that Raquel's trying to make new friends with Stassi and Brittany, amazing. And they said no straight to her face.
Yeah.
And then she was like, they didn't want to come to my puppy shower. With the eyes of, like, she was so sad.
And, like, shocked.
I felt for her for a second. But not long enough.
Not enough to go.
Not enough to go.
Well, I'll be there, Raquel.
Oh, my God. Amanda says Raquel really wants some damn airtime, and I agree. Everybody loves Stassi's reactions to it.
Oh, yeah. Classic Stassi.
Which were great.
Because she was trying. You know old Stassi would have given it right to her right away. But she was really trying to take it in and held back the laugh.
She's like, this is a joke, right? You're joking, Raquel. And she's like, no, I'm serious. And she's like... No.
No. You're full of
she's
my
like,
leg.
Aren't showers for babies, but like before they're born?
And she's like,
dot, 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 dot. Like,
silent.
Nothing
like,
there.
To
no. never be
nothing
continued.
Going on.
The Manson stuff was amazing. And then she's like, I don't know who that is. And then gets in the car with James as they're pulling away, asks who it is. Like, I can't.
And then when James in the car was like, well, like, did you amp it up for them? Did you tell them about, tell them about the balloons and the games we're playing? And she's just there like,
Yeah. I told, and she grabs his arm. I told them. It's like, oh my goodness, what is
this? Why does he want them
as he's blasting his own song in that giant car? With the like, flyers. What is going? He's like,
I have so many flyers.
Like, making it rain with the puppy party.
We're flyers. Probably invited. We're probably in the episode and we didn't even know because flyers were everywhere in LA.
We showed up. We happened to walk in. Yeah. Man. It was just too much. Mm. Raquel is just too much. But, like, I'm living for it now because, like, now she's just, like, the joke on the show.
Right.
But it's, like, now it's just fun.
We didn't get any Peter on this show, and I'm sad about it. We always get, a little bit of a Peter moment.
Like, no Peter moment.
Yeah, like a quick side by.
Yeah, like a tight shirt bicep moment.
Yeah, like three buttons or four at least. Yeah.
Well, before things get, I think things have heated up, so it's time to serve the tea. It's tea time.
Oh,
wow, that was like an intense.
That was very aggressive.
Thunderous.
Tea time.
I got excited.
Whoa,
like okay. Ken yelling in the kitchen.
Goodbye, Kyle. I mean, the accents, the impressions this week, you guys. I'm amazing. Living for it. Okay, so first up, Jax and Brittany, you guys. They have officially picked a wedding date.
We're invited.
Where do you think the wedding is happening?
Kentucky.
In a pot of beer cheese.
It's in Kentucky.
Standing in the thick.
It's in Kentucky. It has to be. She's from there. It's normally where the girl is from.
It's on her farm with all the animals and stuff. Right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is it Kentucky. Really? Well, no. It I'm just...
Zach, that well. Is Kentucky.
Yes, you did it, Katie.
Yes, it is happening in Kentucky on June 29th, and we are not invited.
So soon.
Guys, 29 is a great day. That's my birthday, not my birth month, but...
There's got to be a spinoff show.
That's a good number.
No, 29. There is not going to be a spinoff show. Jack said absolutely not. He doesn't want to have a spinoff show. He says because, like, it's actually sweet. He says he doesn't want to have a spinoff because it'll only be about him and Brittany, and he wouldn't be able to have his other castmates on it, and what fun would that be? And
so then he said, just going to do the show immediately again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll uncrumple my paper
it'll
then.
It'll be fine.
He said it would defeat the whole purpose because then we would have a spinoff, and it would be about us, but I would want all of my friends on it anyway, so it would practically be Vanderpump Rules.
That is really sweet. I feel like Jax really has grown up, and like you see him appreciate that photo.
They are too adorable.
If I don't see that wedding, I am going to boycott Vanderpump Rules.
I'm sure like a few people like they want to get paid, so they're going to sell it to.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
I need a whole episode though.
Yeah. Speaking of needing a whole episode and wanting to get paid, it's time to talk about Sheena Shea. So, Sheena Shea, so they taped the reunion recently, and they've been doing press for the show, and Sheena Shea came out and said that Billy Lee had physical contact with some of the other cast members at the reunion. Mm-hmm. And the press went wild, and they're just like, oh my God, Billy Lee punched somebody, Billy Lee is a crazy, and now Sheena is clarifying that she wasn't talking about, like, bad physical contact, she just meant physical contact.
Did she make out with someone?
Oh, I hope not.
Like, what did she do?
I have no idea. I mean, this is Sheena feeding clickbait physical, because she knew that this would take... I mean, I think she, like, yeah, because we were talking about this over the weekend before Sheena clarified her statements when all of the headlines came up. Sarah and I were talking about Billy Lee making physical content, and I told her... Contact. And I told her...
Content.
She's gonna be on WWE.
Probably the last place she wants to be, honestly.
She fits in. They won't exclude her there. But I called this saying that, like, it's probably, like, she danced with somebody. She gave somebody a lap dance. Yeah. Maybe she kissed somebody. Like, she did something funny and, like, touched them, and Sheena used it as a way to, like, garner press around herself.
The fact that she's even on this reunion just makes me not want to watch it.
Hopefully it's quick.
It's not relevant.
I mean, I would have rather had her punch somebody, because then, like, that would have given her something good.
You know, she's probably using Raquel's sleeves as, like, a punching bag since they're so large. She's like, and that's all that's happening.
Outfits were good.
Are Raquel and Billy sitting with the rest of the cast the whole time? I hope they just pop in and out.
I think they're going to pop in. They're going to pop in. With housewives and stuff.
Yeah, like the husbands.
The villains. Mm-hmm. They have to now come in.
I mean, I don't know if Raquel can be considered a villain. She's not that. Villains are usually savvy.
or says more than three words.
Yeah. They usually have a brain. if I only had a brain. Okay. Sheena Shea continued to make headlines, you guys.
Oh,
and
I mean,
she is now calling out Lindsay Lohan.
Oh. For?
So, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club is constantly compared to Vanderpump Rules. And so Sheena Shea came out and she's just like, no. She said, and the MTV show is just trying to be Vanderpump Rules. She said, my friend Kayla was on it and I watched her episodes. And other than that, it's boring. It's never going to be Vanderpump Rules because it was cast. Our show is so good because it's organic, we're real friends, and we've all known each other for a decade plus.
Sarah, why are you dying?
Sarah, first of all, I was like all about it. I was like, yes, absolutely. Like, no way is Lohan's Beach Club anything like Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. But Sheena, Kayla is your friend. Kayla was an awful.
Is she the one who got fired?
Yeah, who got fired.
Yeah, and was like, go do more drugs.
Called out Lindsay for doing drugs and stuff. Like, that's not someone to be like, woo. She didn't do so hot on the show.
No, she did not. And I also feel like it's much more of an, it is on MTV, right?
Yeah.
It's a very MTV show. Like,
yeah,
it's very,
absolutely,
like, you know, all the other, there's nothing about it that's Vanderpump to me.
No, there's, no. The people are not as exciting.
No.
Not really driven to do much, like have a Tom and Tom kind of restaurant in the end. So they're all just feeding off of Lindsay Lohan.
But I also feel like the annoying part is that we're comparing it to Vanderpump Rules, but it's like they're not the same show. Like,
no.
Yes, it's a similar, it's like comparing like Modern Family to Blackish.
Yeah.
Like, they're both sitcoms about families, but they're two completely different shows.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to kind of fall within the same genre, whereas like, it's like you're comparing apples to oranges and they're not really.
Yeah.
This is just to make Lindsay Lohan come back on top, which I'm living for.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanderpump, it's like everyone is someone.
I've never seen Lohan's Beach Club, but I saw like previews and I didn't really feel like I wanted to watch it at all.
I only watched it to see if they showed that Mykonos clip with her dancing.
They do.
Oh,
and
they
do. And it's incredible. I watched the whole thing. So I'm a fan of the show. And the fact that the opening song is her own song.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, Lindsay. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. She scares me too, but you know.
Oh.
It is what it is.
I'm here for it.
I've interviewed Kayla Casillas on my podcast.
Oh, was she nice to you?
I mean, she was one of like my worst interviews, but
I mean, she was a lot. She just seemed like she was at Lindsay's level when she's not there yet in life. Not saying you will never be, but you're not there, so don't act that way.
Yeah, she definitely has an ego on her.
Chip on
and,
her
like,
shoulder.
And I think she's very important.
Why. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know her at
and
all,
she's
but
she's got
I
a few Doritos on her shoulder.
I'll eat them off.
Go ahead, Rivette.
Oh, what was I going to say? I don't really know the show, but I think it's cool of Sheena, if that girl Kayla is her friend, to say, yeah, I watched my friend's episodes. Other than that, it was boring. Because if I was Sheena's friend and I was on the show and she called it boring, I would kind of be annoyed, but she kind of saved herself. I don't know this Kayla person. Mm-hmm. She's probably horrible.
She just didn't show herself in a good light.
Yeah.
But I don't think she ever shows herself in a good light. Because this isn't her first MTV show. She was on The Challenge. She was on, I want to say she may have been on X's on the Beach. Like, she's one of those where she hops from one reality show to the next on MTV.
That's so annoying.
And MTV just continues to circulate
some
of them.
Recycle them.
Maybe Sheena should pop on one of those since she can't seem to really get too much on Vanderpump.
But it's like, Sheena should just be flattered.
Yeah.
Just be flattered that you're even being compared. Be like, it's a completely different show, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because when you're being compared, you're the number one.
Mm. Exactly. They're comparing them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the OG, you're the lead, which Sheena likes. You would think she would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. There will not be another Sheena Shea. Well, maybe. Sarah Serio.
I mean, well, there was already.
You're way better. The double S.
There was already a Kim Kardashian, and then Sheena Shea came along. She's the bootleg Kardashian.
Oh my god, that scared me so much.
But it's so good.
Too. I'm pretty sure I just
so good.
That's gonna be a good guess.
I jumped.
Time for a pumptini.
Ah, yes.
Okay,
Katie. I feel like by now you know what a pumptini is.
I do. Did I write it down this time? No,
I
didn't.
Down your crumpled.
Oh, no, I did.
Notes.
Here it is.
You just crumpled up your paper.
I got upset. I had emotions. I can't handle them like Billy.
Okay, who's getting your pumptini this week?
Raquel and her dog. The dog gets one, too.
What Graham, is the dog's Graham. Name?
Graham.
I don't know, but that dog Graham. Is cute. I want to pick that thing up and just put it in my purse.
With Doritos.
Yeah.
I love... Chips. Yeah, I'll name it. I'll rename it Dorito. Oh, I should get a dog and name it Dorito.
That's anyway, cute.
Yeah,
you should do that.
Passing on, Hugo.
Okay, Rivette, who gets your pumpkini tonight?
Oh, obviously Tom Schwartz. I mean, stop. Like, what he did for Katie, just putting in all that effort, and he's laying down on his stomach, like, on the bed, calling concierge, like, yeah, I want to get all this stuff for her. And then him just seeing him at Tom Tom being a boss and using his, like, Brooklyn accent, and like, yeah, it's on me. It was so cute. I just love him. I love him even more
half
this week.
Half shots all around.
Yeah, I never got to say that. This whole half shot thing, why? Makes no sense. Makes
I don't
no
get sense. It.
Okay, who's getting your half shot this week, Sarah
Serious? Tom Schwartz.
Oh, okay.
That's that polka dot see-through shirt. How'd yeah. you go?
You mean Sandoval.
Sandoval.
Oh, and I knew who you were talking about because I was like, polka dot shirt.
She says smart. She says these freaking S's kill me. And the same name kills me too. Yeah.
Tom Sandoval. Because you said it so confidently, Sandoval. Like it was so different from Rivette. So I'm like, Rivette just gave that answer.
I know, and I even processed in my head that way.
I got
I'm
you,
gonna
girl.
I'm going to get all the agree. Comments. I can't wait.
Like, in my head, I'm like, it's not really.
I know. Him.
Katie's
I think
like
he's
on
just
it.
Really matured so much, and it's really nice to see. And he's just, he got fired for a good reason. Mm-hmm. So I liked it.
Okay, my pumpkini is going to Brittany. Because she took a lot of beatings this week, and she deserves a drink. Mm-hmm. And then you guys in the live chat, let's see. Beautiful Waterfall says her pumpkini is going to Raquel. Oh, for the, who is Charles Manson line?
Yeah. It's so good.
It was good. Lizzie D is giving her pumpkini to Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I did that.
Copy. Copycat. No.
Okay. Any closing predictions for next week? Katie, I know you wrote yours down.
I did, of course.
Prediction.
So I literally just write down little things. I don't really even know what these say. Can't wait to see that money box, Tom, because the check bounced. Right. So then he's bringing in that money box, and it has handcuffs on it. My only thing is that if you're trying to show your boss how not childish you are, should you bring it in with handcuffs on it? We'll
and, like,
find out.
Open it up.
Yeah.
Did anyone else notice that it wasn't like $100 bills? Like, there was definitely a $5 bill in one of the wraps.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't. I can't wait.
Yeah. Sounds like something.
It's probably
would
like
do.
Lisa Vanderpump Monopoly money, too.
Oh,
it's probably
for
not
sure.
even real.
It's Vanderpump money. Rivette predictions at large for next week.
I think the therapy session that Jax and Brittany are going to have, I'm not really sure what it's about, but I'm so sick of seeing that therapist. She really bothers me. I feel like she says nothing and sits there, so I'm excited to see her say nothing during that therapy session.
Love a therapist that I pay to tell me nothing.
They need a new one.
Just Stereo. Agree with me.
James just needs to go, and I'm really over it because I just feel like he hasn't grown up.
Oh, I love James.
I mean, I like him too, but he's not showing me anything to be like, great, you deserve to stay here.
Well,
Andy Cohen.
But Jax didn't in those first 2 years either.
I know, but at least he gave something.
All right.
He brought
chunky sweaters.
James just keeps bringing the same drop. It's like the same thing.
It's the same. It's getting old. It's douchebag record on repeat.
And it's like they're trying to help him. And even though, like, Jax also, the friends tried to help him, he, like, took it in.
Yeah.
He didn't do what they said, no. Mm-hmm. But he, like, took it in. You saw it for a second. James is just, it's not there. It's not there.
Yeah. Jax gave us, like, versatility. Like, he got a nose job. He stole sunglasses. He got arrested. Mm-hmm. Boob job. He slept with Faith. Like, he gives us so many different angles that it's like,
literally.
Like, James needs to sleep with, like, somebody named Hope. Like, so that way we can, you know, give us a little more balance. All right. Thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. And I have really great interviews with reality TV stars on my podcast, hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter, on all major podcast platforms. Sarah Serio, where can
they
find you?
Please go check it out. You can follow me at Serio, and that's all you get. But as I always say, I am so much fun. On social.
Yes, she is. And you can follow me on social media at Rivette Soro on all platforms.
And you can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. I'll probably talk about my date tonight. So let's see what happens.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.